Tammy, we're so thankful that you could come here tonight and share your testimony. And I just wanted you to share what the Lord has done in your life. And thank you so much for being willing to do this.
It was almost 10 years to the day after the Lord saved you that He saved me. And I think for those 10 years, I ran from telephone calls from you or from anything that had to do with, you revealing my sin to me, because I knew, I knew it was wrong. And I had no desire to hear, or I didn't want to be convicted at the time. But I can remember in 1999, you called me, and for the first time, I really wanted to hear what you had to say. The Lord was just, I didn't know He was working on my heart, but I knew that my heart was getting softer, or I was more willing to listen. And I remember you told me to go to Matthew, because the only books I knew in the Bible at that time was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So you told me to turn to Matthew 7:23, and I did, and that's where Christ says, depart from me, workers of iniquity. I never knew you, and that scared me, because He was talking to the people that, did all these works for Him, and I thought, and while I was lost, I thought that, well, I go to church once in a while, or I'm good. I had no knowledge, but from that verse, I can remember just the Lord breaking my heart, and just, I knew that's the verse that He used to save my soul, and I couldn't get enough. I wanted you to talk to me and tell me more, and I can remember you calling and finding, in Louisiana, finding just an amazing church where the truth is preached, and that's where I'm at now. I remember coming home that night and calling you, and we talked some more, and then you prayed, and then that night I remember I hung up the phone, and I went to my room, and I think I cried for 2 or 3 days, because I knew all of my sin. I knew that I didn't deserve for the Lord to even hear me, but He saved me, and I just felt so unworthy. I couldn't believe that after 10 years of you praying that the Lord would actually answer. And that is true, that I remember Jill telling me one time that you would wake her up sometimes in the middle of the night just to pray for me, and she told me that afterwards. And I know that the Lord hears prayers. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. And I mean, I'm so amazed that you never gave up. You never, stopped praying for me. And I'm just so thankful. So anyway, that's where the Lord brought me here to this church. And I got to learn so much truth. And I'm just so thankful. And I guess that's my testimony. But I remember when you came down and you surprised me for my baptism. And that was just amazing and incredible. And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for sharing your testimony. And, while I have you here... if I can keep you just for a minute or two longer, I just want to testify that, we all have unsaved loved ones, and how distant you feel from those unsaved loved ones when they don't know Christ. And there was a wall of hostility between us, even though we were twins. There was always an alienation, because my whole life was God. And Tammy saw the change that had occurred in me, and she always kept wanting me to be the old Matt. Where did the old Matt go? But he's dead. He's crucified. And so when you come, when your family member comes to know Christ, and those of you who have saved loved ones know this, that great gulf is fixed, and they are, that spiritual bond is much closer than that blood bond, that physical bond. And, Tammy, we're still praying for our family, right? I believe God is going to save them. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I love to hear my sister say amen and quote scripture. So So thank you, Tammy, and I'll call you later after the service. I love you, and thank you for coming to our service.
I love you. Thank you for having me.
And can everybody say, see you later, Tammy?
See you later, Tammy.
Okay, Mike.